You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says...
What's up?
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, man? They're all been chicken.
Oh, shit. Hey, just so you know, guys, what's up? That's my cousin Sean on the line, and we're doing a podcast. And his mama made some chicken. What's up with this chicken, Sean?
Woo-hoo! It tastes so good. Good, good. It was so juicy. And guess what? It came with meat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm just working all the way. To work.
Well, I don't know if you know, but I'm vegan.
Hey, beans are vegetables.
Yeah, if I have to, I'll eat bird, but I don't eat cow anymore or pig at all.
I eat Japanese curry because that has, well, depending on what you put in, put mixed with the curry, rice, curry, and vegetables. Ooh, that's so good.
Dude, Japanese curry is my favorite.
Oh, mine too. I can actually live off that.
Right?
If I knew it was not gonna get me fat, I'll eat it all day.
That's what I like about being vegan, man. You get skinny real fast if you're picky.
Yeah.
What I did, man, is go ahead.
Woohoo!
What I was gonna say is, I ate only certain things, you know, and I only ate a little bit, and then so, like, I slammed all the way down, I got rid of all my fat, and then now I'm eating a whole bunch and working out the whole time, so that way it all turns to muscle.
Well, I never seen you fat, so you were always skinny to me, but then again, I'm a lot bigger than you, so, and maybe you being skinnier me is just that you're skinny, only because you're skinnier than me.
I
made any sense.
Yeah. Well, the only reason, the only time I got fat, really, kind of, was whenever I was with Ashley, because we didn't ever do nothing.
Yeah, dude, Ashley, and not to mention, dude, so, in my depression days, the reason why, the first reason why I ate so much is because I had my first apartment. That's when I got bigger. I had my first apartment and I was like, you know what? I'm out on my own. I can eat whatever I want. I can order whatever I want. I just ate like a pig. And that's what got me fat. That was a big mistake. But after I lost that weight, after that, it became more of a depression that made me want to eat. I know the whole deal with you and Ashley is, and I think she made, she made you angry and made you upset so much that maybe that's the reason why you got fat.
Yeah, that's true, man. Dude, she would make it to where I would be so depressed, I didn't want to do anything, and, like, it's... I'm still like that today, you know what I mean? Like, I still get like that. I still get that feeling sometimes. And it's like, because it was deep-rooted in me for, like, 4 straight years, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty difficult to overcome. And I don't want it to be, like, 4 years later and then I'm just now getting over it. I'd rather get over it, like, now, you know?
I'll tell you what, man. I used to make fun of people, get out of some of people. Is like, why are you whining? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And so I actually went into depression. Then it was like, oh man, now I understand where they're coming from now.
Yeah.
Now that I look back, I start feeling guilty. I'm like, man, you don't know what they're going through until you go through it. You walk in their shoes.
Yeah, that's true, man.
So, I went through it for so long, man, and that's the reason why I had a hard time losing the weight and all that, dude.
And they were blaming that shit on, they blame, like, people getting angry on the news, bro. Like, recently, like, if you've been, like, really frustrated and shit, They blame that shit on the news, all that fake news and shit that's been coming out the last few years or so.
Yeah, I never listen to the news no more because I don't like to be lied to.
Well, see, exactly, dude. Well, that's all right. Well, yeah. Dude, Fox and Disney merged.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. But about that story that I wanted to tell you about, man. Whenever you were supposed to call me back, I was like, remind me to tell you about me getting kicked out of a Mormon church.
Oh, I did call you back, but where you said you fell asleep?
Yeah. Yep, I fell asleep. But I didn't get to tell you the story though, so here's the story, man. So I went to this church and like I was driving by it and I'm like, aha, that's the church I shall infiltrate, you know, and I was just kidding to myself. But I was like, fuck it. I might as well go back and check it out. So, you know, and then so I busted Yui and I go check it out and I walked in there and like it's quiet and you can't hear anything at all, right?
Yeah.
But it's at night, dude, and so I'm like freaking like I felt like I was in a Resident Evil video game and I'm like, oh my god, you know, it's all quiet, but there are cars here, man. Like what the fuck is going on, you know? And like I saw it, but I'm videotaping the whole time because like I'm scared, right? And I don't want to get in trouble because it's late at night and you know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm supposed to be there or not. And I'm like, I'm getting scared and shit. So like, I fucking bust out the video camera and shit, and I'm walking around and it has like a horseshoe shape. It's just a U shape of a hallway around like, but in the middle there's a gym and then there's a basketball court, you know, and then there's the chapel right next to it. So it's a basketball court and a chapel in the middle, but there's a U-shape that you can go around. So I go around a U-shape because I've never been there before and all the doors are shut. And so I end up going into the chapel finally because I went all the way around. I didn't hear nobody and I didn't see nobody. And so I went into the chapel and the chapel's all dark and now I'm really freaking the fuck out. You know, like it's Resident Evil and shit.
And
I'm like, oh my god. Because nobody's in there, man, and it's just all dark. I mean, like, you can see in there. There's like soft glowing lights every through the window and shit like that. But it's like totally Resident Evil, and I'm freaking out, dude. And so I'm all like, and I was like, man, I prayed, dude, and I went up to the altar and I prayed, you know. And then I went and I sat down in the front row seat and I was praying like four times and stuff, dude. I was all like, man, I was like, this is intense. And then so I went to go leave. And then I could hear somebody. And I was like, oh, finally, I hear somebody. And then so I knocked on the door. And then I asked him, I was like, what time is mass? And then I was like, what time is the earliest? And he said, like, 9 o'clock. I was like, all right, cool. So I showed up. And then I went to mass. And then I went to Bible study, right? And then I find out, like, Church of Latter-day Saints, right? But I always forget that that's Mormon. Right, I always just think Mormon. I don't think Church of Latter-day Saints or shit. So, the Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints, that's the full name of it or whatever. But, so I'm like, whatever, you know? And so, I went the next week, which happened to be Passover, it was Easter. So, whenever I went there, let me back this story up a little bit. Right before I went to church, I seen this guy in a museum and it was in downtown, and so he starts talking to me about fishing and stuff, you know. Well, I mean, like I've fished before, but I'm not really into that, you know. And so like, but he's talking about fishing, so I'm all like, alright, well this is alright, you know, whatever. You know, that's the thing to do out here, go fishing, you know, so I'll talk about it. And so we're talking about it and stuff, and he's talking about all this stuff, you know, and, you know, he's giving me education on all this stuff, that trap shit, but anyways, and so, you know, we start talking about all that. Well, anyways, it turns out he goes to that church, and he was there in the morning. And so, but I ended up going to the wrong one, because in the morning, it's that what they do is they do different times for different locations of the valley. So like, I live in the valley, so they do the Auk Bay, which is my area. Then they do Midtown, and then they do Downtown at a later time. And so,
yeah.
But Auk Bay is the one that's in the middle, and the Midtown is the one that's in the very beginning of the morning. So I go to the one that's for Midtown, you know, and I give my testimony. The whole thing, dude, is different, man. Like, let me just tell you, I only went one time, but just let me tell you what the difference is. So they give out the bread and they give out the water. And at the beginning, they don't send out no collection plate, and at least as far as I saw. And after that, they did a whole thing where it was nothing but other people's testimony. So it wasn't like a preacher preaching. It's people from the crowd that felt like they wanted to get up there and go give their testimony. And so I went up there. I went up there during two of them. The one that was for the morning and the one that was for my area. And the one that was for my area. Well, see, okay, so then I seen that guy at the church, right? The guy that was at the museum. So that guy, he's like, oh, hey, and I end up sitting right next to him for some reason. It's just weird. It just happened to be that way. And so he's saying that he saved a seat for his daughters, but his daughters were like, well, we need more space than that. And so he's like, all right, we'll see ya. And I'm like, all right, see ya. So then he goes over and sits next to his daughters and all that. And I get up and I get my testimony, and then I come and sit back down. And then one guy comes and sits right next to me, and then He's like, hey man, wanna come? But he sits me in there, like, so it's like I couldn't leave halfway through it if I want. Well, I mean, I could, you know what I mean? But he's like sitting me in there, you know what I mean? He's like sitting between me and the exit, whatever. And so I'm like, well, whatever, it doesn't matter, cause I'm just there to worship anyways. And so, you know, and I'm worshiping God, you know, and everything's all cool. And so he's like, wanna go to Sunday school? And I was like, what? So I'm thinking that he's going to go teach Sunday school to kids and shit. And I'm like, sure. So we go to Sunday school and it's all adults. I'm like, dude, this is awesome, bro. What? They got Sunday school for adults? This is totally rad. So I thought that was really cool. And, but the coolest thing was is that I got to ask him, that guy that said, want to go to Sunday school? So, like, he invited me there. So, we were, like, the first ones in there and in the classroom. So, I said, hey, man, what's the difference between this and, like another religion? Like another form of Christianity, like Lutheran or something. And then, so, he breaks it down. And he tells me that it's all about the church on the rock. They built a church on the rock to revive Christianity. And so, they did that. But the deal is that they don't get paid to do what they do at that church at all. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, okay, so that's different, you know? And then that's why I pointed out the hint that they don't give a tithing dish for you to put your money into. So I go there the next week. So, I mean, everything is cool, right? Well, I get up there in the same visit that I was telling you about the first visit, I get up there again during my area's testimony time, and I tell my testimony. But my testimony is all about how I just got out of jail. Like, I didn't even tell you that, huh?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Okay, so yeah, dude, they put me in jail because of what that chick from Vegas said, the one that worked for Joe Lombardo and all that shit. The ex-roommate, the black chick that I lived with, that right before I left Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Whenever I got the pictures with the pictures of Black Widow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that chick that I lived with, she said that I stole some old piece of shit IBM and all this shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even want that shit. Like, why? What? You know, and so I got proof from the text messages that I didn't do it and that she was just trying to do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, she was just trying to pin some shit on me. And then so I was like, well, whatever. And I left. Well, come to find out, it turned into war. It turned into all these charges and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so, like, I find out basically, like, 6 months after I've been here, I think it was. And all of a sudden, I find out I got warrants in Vegas. And I'm all like, man, what the fuck, dude? Well, so then
you
I start.
You haven't lived in Vegas in a long time.
Do what?
You haven't lived in Vegas in a long time. How do you have warrants?
Because she called the cops saying that I stole some piece of shit IBM computer. Okay, you remember way back in the day whenever AOL 1.0 came out and it was green on green computer screens?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like that type of computer, but it's a laptop. So it's like, wow. It's like the first ever laptop to come out, right? Like, it's not worth its weight in parts, bro. It's like, there's no reason for anybody to ever steal that. It's a piece of shit. Nobody wants it. It's non-graphic or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's green on green, fucking text based. It's weird. You don't want it, you know? And so it's like, and she's trying to say that I stole that, and it's a felony, bro. They're trying to say it's a felony. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I haven't even been questioned by any cops, no nothing. I haven't been contacted by anybody. I'm the only person who's reached out and tried to do any contacting about anything. And I'm like, I don't get it, dude, because if this was, like, any other state, man, they'd be trying to get a hold of me after a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I go to jail because all of a sudden I'm, well, okay, let me give you the rest of this buildup. So I'm investigating the Las Vegas shooting. Well, there's people saying that there's victims from the Las Vegas shooting that are out here in Juneau and all in Alaska. And, like, there's all these people in Alaska that was at that concert that got hurt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, right. You know, after all the fucking shit that I figured out about how it's all about sex trafficking and all this crap, she's going to tell me all this shit, you know, and I'm just like, I'm about to lose my mind, right? Because she's saying that there's a bunch of them. Then this guy goes on TV and he says he's only got one client that's from Alaska. And he's representing like hundreds of people or some shit. Like over 100 people or some shit. But only one of them is from Alaska. And I'm all like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, this whole thing is all full of shit, you know, and it stinks all to high hell, dude. And so, you know, but the lady who tells me that is from the fucking ice cream shop. And she's like, I don't know, dude. She's full of shit, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I'm like, well, whatever. You know, and what's it? Okay, the reason I say that is because the ice cream shop owner, well, I say ice cream shop, what I mean is frozen yogurt shop owner, she doesn't like me because of something I said on Facebook. Well, I have no idea what in the fuck I said on Facebook that was so damn offensive to her. But she's like, she doesn't want to hire me and all this shit. I'm talking about she was throwing all sorts of shades of shit. And it was crazy. Because, like, I was calling, like, I showed up to get the job, you know, to question about it. And, well, she says to call the owner. Well, I call the owner, and the owner is all nicey-nice to my face over the phone. Well, I hang up the phone, and she calls the store right back. And I called her to get the job, right?
Yeah.
Because the employee handed me the phone and it was dialing her number, I guess. Or she gave me the number and I called her. And then, so she's all nicey-nice to my face. But then what had happened was that she called she called the store right back, and then she talked to the cashier, and I haven't left yet. But I had walked away, you know what I'm saying? And so I come right back inside to get ice cream or something, and then she starts saying, and so I was talking about the job again, and she's like, well, she called me back, you know, and she tells me what happened on the phone, and she was saying that I'm crazy, I'm a psycho and all this shit, and just and to not let me in there or some shit, and I'm like, what? And then she's like, yeah, and I was all like, wow, well, that sucks. And then, but earlier before that, she was saying, like, she was like, it's really bad, like, she doesn't hire any indigenous people. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And so I was just like, well, whatever, you know. And so after she had called back and did all that, I left, you know. And then I text her, you know, before I took off, and I was like, just, you know, I was like, I don't want to work for a person like you anyway, so it doesn't matter. And she was all, I was like, you don't hire any indigenous people, and that's messed up. And then she was just like, you know what, I saw what you said on Facebook, and then, you know, it just ripped into me about that. And I was just like, oh, whatever, dude, whatever. You're just going to be petty like this and say something like that, then obviously you've got some kind of tie in this fucking Las Vegas shooting shit, right? Well, then sure enough, the next time I visited the other fucking location, right? See, like, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be on there, or that she didn't want me on there, right? On premises, right? Well, I find out the next time that I visit at that lady's place, or when the lady is telling me, she's like, yeah, she told me not to let you in here. And I was all like, well, I was on the front rug and I was just wiping my shoes down because they were all muddy, and I didn't want to track them in anywhere, and there was a rug right there as soon as you walk in, right? So, you know, I'm only standing on the front rug, and I'm wiping my shoes down, and there's nobody in there. It's just her and I, the cashier. And she's telling me all that shit about there's people from the Las Vegas shooting that were victims and all this shit. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, stop telling me this shit. Like, I know you're lying. Just shut the fuck up. You know, and I didn't tell her like that, but I was basically, that's the point that I'm trying to make to her. Like, don't lie to me. I know that you're lying, just don't lie. And then, but she was like, oh, just never mind. You know, because I was like, what? And she's like, oh, never mind, nothing, never mind. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. So I threw away the little thing that I was wiping my shoes off with, and then I took off. You know, and I've never been back ever since. I don't want to go back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, their frozen yogurt is the best, though, but, you know, I don't want to go back. Yeah. So, yeah, it really isn't. So, anyway, so to get back to the point that we were making with this story, is that, so, all of a sudden, I'm getting the fucking door beat on, bro, and the door rang, and the door beat on, and the door rang, and the door beat on, and the door rang, and ding-dong, 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 knock, 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 chance, and calling my name and all that shit, driving me fucking crazy, right? And at first, I didn't know who the fuck it was, because I was, like, recording a podcast in the back or something, or I was watching something, and so it was loud, and so it sounded like the downstairs neighbor, you know, how he sounded, and so I came out afterwards, and nobody was out there. And then so I was like, oh, well, whatever, you know. And then so then I asked the neighbor, and he didn't know who the hell it was, you know, and he didn't see anybody. He didn't know what was going on, because he's busy doing something, I guess, in the back or something, you know. And so I was like, all right, well, whatever, thanks. And then so I come back inside, and then the next day, that shit happens in the morning, like 10 in the morning, bro, the same thing, ringing on doorbell and all this shit. But the thing was, is that they were covering the peephole and shit. The guy who was doing it, his name is Officer Vaughn. Officer Vaughn is covering the peephole. And I'm like, what the shit? What is this? You know? Like, who's playing hooky with the... And I was like, I'm not dealing with this. Well, then I look at the camera footage afterwards, and the fucking cops are here. And I'm like, they're all swarmed outside. There's like three of them outside. One's looking in the car. One's looking at the side of the fucking... the house and shit, and then one's all up in the house, and one's, you know, there's another one, and I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on, dude? I was like, what the hell did I do? You know, I'm freaking the fuck out. I didn't know what the hell I did. Well, before that, I had went back onto the campus, college campus area, and I said that I was doing a reenactment on a video. I said this is a reenactment of the time that I visited here, and it I saw those kids, and so I did a walkthrough of what had happened, you know, and basically a point of view one. And yeah, well, I had also asked about doing a speaking event at the school, and I said I wanted to announce presidency. I wanted to talk about campus safety, online safety, and public safety. And they didn't. They did not want to let me talk on the campus at all. They said that the only reason was because that they can't let a person benefit in a. They can't let a candidate benefit. And I'm all like, well, that's kind of bullshit, because whoever it is, let the president from the tribal council be of the tribal government, you know what I'm saying? The tribal president.
Yeah.
They let him speak there, and I'm all like, well, what the fuck? I was like, that's kind of bullshit. You know, you can't just tell one candidate that one candidate can't come and speak. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and because I could have spoke about the other three things, so it's clear that they didn't want that either. They just did not want me there at all, and I'm just like freaking out, dude. I don't even know what the hell just happened, right? And it's not just that. They're bending the law to make that so. They like threw in this addendum or whatever, and I'm all like, well, you, or an amendment, I mean, and I was all like, well, the law isn't amended on. You can't just throw in an amendment and make the law up as you go like that, you know, without legislating it and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That ain't how the law fucking works, you know? And so I told them that, but I didn't, but now keep in mind, I'm being very nice, you know? And then so, but whenever they were just like, when they were being how they were being towards me, I was just like, well, dude, y'all are getting yourselves into illegal hot water. What the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean? You're like flat out denying me and making up the law and shit. What is this? You know, and that's the point I'm trying to get across to them. Well, then, like I said, I'm being nice about it, you know, and so, but they're just being stupid, and they're trying to tell me that, you know, and now Trump has just enacted this thing where, you know, they have to allow free speech on the campus. Well, they kicked me off of the campus altogether, and because the cops had broke down the door to come and get me, because I wasn't about to go, and because I didn't know what the fuck was going on, bro. I didn't. They said that I had a warrant through the door, right? But the way they were answering my questions was bullshit. You know, he was stuttering. He didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Like, I kind of made a fool of him, man. You know, because I'm like, out of what court? What court? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, he's like, out of Las Vegas. And I said, but what court? You know, and he didn't know none of the answers or nothing, bro. And I was like, well, show me the warrant. I was like, I'm looking through the people right now. Show me the warrant. He didn't want to show me the warrant. So anyways, long story short, I end up in handcuffs, bro. But anyways, I go and sit in the back room, you know, and I'm all like, fuck, man, do I call dispatch? Because they told me to call dispatch, but I'm like, I'm freaking, you know how I am with that shit. I'm freaking out, dude. I'm all like, fuck, man, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't want to go back to jail. What the fuck did I do? I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, and so I'm like, well, whatever. And I'm getting dressed because I know that I know that if this is really going down this way and they're about to fucking have to kick in the door, then fuck it. You know, so I get dressed because I get dressed for the occasion. You know, and sure enough, they kick in the door, and so I come out, but there's four of them, right? And they all got different guns and shit. And like, they look like the four from fucking it looks like a Left 4 Dead poster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a video game where there's four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks, they look, but they're all like pointed, but they're pointed like Resident Evil though. It looks like Left 4 Dead, but they're pointed guns up like Resident Evil. You know what I'm saying? Like they're in the ready position.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how Chris Redfield is, pretty much, I guess. Like, his guns up. Yeah, kind of like that. They were like, guns up, you know, guns drawn, you know. It was fucking dope, dude. I mean, as stupid as it was, as everything that happened, you know, but it was if I could say, hey, you know, I appreciate anything out of it, it was the artistry and the way they were posed, bro. It was fucking badass, dude. I wish I could have took a picture of that shit. It's like, yeah, dude, because they were all geared out, dude. It was funny, dude. It was fucking dope. It looked like Resident Evil because they were all cops and shit.
Yeah.
It was badass, dude. And they had, one of them had a vest on, all that shit, and glasses on, and it was badass, dude. It was really cool. Well, I think like half of them or all of them had sunglasses on. It was fucking funny, dude. It was like the dopest shit ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were like, ready, go. I put my fingers out first. I was all like, don't shoot. I'm coming out. I've got nothing on me. I promise you. I've just got my phone in my hand. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But then I went to jail. But the cops were really cool about it, dude. He was really chill about it. And I was like, all right, well, whatever. And so I spent 9 days in jail, bro. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So what had happened, bro, is that I go into court and, like, the DA is trying to say that I'm fucking insane and all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I need a fucking mental assessment. What the fuck, again? Like, what is that? I just went through that shit. Like, why do y'all keep doing this shit to me? If I got a problem, I know what's wrong. I've got a background in psychology. Like, damn. Like, I know what's wrong with me. Like, fuck. You know, I'm trying to fucking, yeah, okay, I'm trying to figure other shit out too, but damn. Like, get out of all about my business and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just fucking nuts, dude. It's nuts. Excuse me. But, dude, damn. I've seen this dude. He fucking talks to himself and shit, dude. It's weird. It's fucking the weirdest shit. Yeah, the weirdest shit. I'm like, that guy needs to be in a fucking nut house.
This guy was in prison for
a job. Yeah, well, that shit is like prison. That shit is prison. Well, it's an asylum, they call it, dude. This one guy said, he was like, I seen him in, well, it's like, I'll just call it Walmart. It's like Walmart, but it's Kroger. It's a big-ass Kroger, and they call it Fred Meyer. And so, I'm at Fred Meyer, and I see this dude in a MASH shirt, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm all like, dude, that's a badass shirt, man. That's what's up, dude. You know, and so he's like, hey, man, I just got out of fucking prison. You know, and we're just talking, right? And he just tells me, he's like, I just got out of fucking prison, man. I was like, well, kind of me too. I was like, I was in fucking Lemon Creek. And he's like, yeah, that's where I was at, man. That's where I was at. He was like, they let me out on fucking, what do they call it? It's like where you can get out at a halfway house. And so he's staying in a halfway house, and he gets a cell phone, and he's got a job, and he gets to get a job and all this shit, and he doesn't have to stay in jail. He just got to stay out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
So, he's telling me about that, and I'm all like, he goes, dude, that fucking place ain't a fucking prison or ain't a jail, man. That place is a fucking asylum, dude. And I was like, damn, you're right about that shit. There's a fucking bunch of nutters up in that bitch. And, I mean, that shit was crazy, dude. Like, this dude that was, like, in a bunk underneath me, like, whenever I first went in there, he says, I asked this one cop, and he's got to do the one where he's like, you know, spread your cheeks and all this shit, you know, making sure you're not sticking nothing in there. Well, I said, what's the craziest shit you found up in here? Because he says, I find shit all the time, right? And I said, well, what's the craziest? And he said, it took him a while, but then after a minute, he answers back, and he goes, I think the craziest thing I ever seen, bro, he says, this guy's stuff, something so big up his ass, it was a bag so big up his ass, it came out and it was blood and shit on it, dude. And I was just like, oh man, that's gross, dude. He goes, yeah. He says, that's about the worst, bro. Well, next thing you know, bro, I'm in a bunk above this dude, and I'm like, you know, making friends with whoever, you know, like, I guess him and the next guy over or whatever, they seem cool, you know. They're setting me up in a bunk and all this shit, so I'm like, alright, cool. And so I do all that, and then, so, like, I get to talking to that guy, and then I was like, I tell him that story because I'm shocked now. And so I tell him, and he goes, oh, man, about the blood and the shit on the ass, and, you know, and the bag so big that, and then he goes, oh, that was probably me, man. And I was like, oh, for real? And he goes, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. His last name is Dupuy, but I've been calling him Ass Bag McGee. Instead of Ass Bag Dupuy, I'd rather just call him Ass Bag McGee. Yeah, dude, that dude was on some next level shit. And then on this other bunk, dude, this guy is fucking, like, okay, so I get out of that bunk, and then and into another pod, a whole different pod with different characters, right? But before I left that pod, there's like the unthinkable is going on. Like the whole pod is in fucking full swing, Sean. Like Goof Off Central, right? The whole pod is just in full fucking swing. And they don't realize that they're getting watched on camera, right?
Yeah.
This one motherfucker fills a water balloon up so fucking big. Like what he does is he takes this net, and in the net, he's got a fucking, what is it called? A fucking, oh shit. A curtain, a shower curtain. And he's filling that, he's got this thing and he's filling it up like it's a fucking water balloon, dude. And he fucking got that and he tied it up and he's using it to work out, right? And it's like, you know what a medicine ball is? You know how big those things are?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just a little bit bigger than that. It's like a beach ball size. And so he's using that fucking thing to work out. This other guy's got two bleach bottles, and he's using those to fucking work out full on, Sean. Full on. Like, fucking, like. And I mean, like, Goof Off fucking Central. Full fucking swing, dude. Fucking the CO, the corrections officer, fucking swings in there, bro. And he's like, hey, what the fuck? Fucking put all this shit in. What the fuck? Put this shit down. And, you know, he's trying to get restore order and stuff, right? Like, he didn't come in that crazy, but it was like, if the way I imagine it, it's like, Where's Waldo? Like, how busy it is, you know? Like, how there's all these people and all this shit is going on.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because the pod is so fucking small. So it's small and it's got like, I don't know, 18 to 20, 22 people, and it's really small. Like, it's really, really, really small barracks. And so, yeah, it's just nothing but bunks. And just, it's straight fucking, like, fucking Shade Central, dude. It's so shady. And so, like, but it's small. It's so small. Like, it's like MASH, bro. It's so small. And then so, like, and, all right, so what happened? Then, okay, so then I go to this different pod, and this different pod is bigger. You can stretch out, man, and you can walk around and shit. It's better, you know? So it's like, okay, well, this is cool. I was wanting to know why everybody wanted to go there. Well, this one guy comes in, and next thing you know, this guy wants to switch me over, right? Because he doesn't want the serial killer guy above him. And whenever I say, I don't mean serial killer. I said that wrong. Basically, I don't know what he is, but all I know is what he went to jail for and shit. And that was for, he, like, I guess strangled a chick to death. I guess that's how he killed her. And then he fucked her.
Huh.
Like, gross shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, well, he doesn't want that guy staying above him. So I'm all like, all right, well, I'll stay above you. Like, I've got no problem switching over, because that's the one I wanted to sleep on top of anyways, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm able to sleep on top of this motherfucker, and well, this guy comes in and he starts up all this drama. Well, then next thing you know, that guy, like, I'm trying to stay out of the drama. I don't need no trouble. I'm just trying to do my time and get the fuck out of there, right?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that started all his drama ended up swallowing the dude that was living underneath me in that room's load, bro.
Like, you what?
He swallowed his load.
Oh.
I know, dude. I was, and you can hear the dude underneath me. He goes, oh my God. Right? And it woke me up. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, what the fuck? And then, so I figured out that that's the homosexual pod, I guess. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It was whatever it was, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. But I, like, so I get told that now I'm getting switched. But I've got to go to court and shit, right? Because they're inside court. Like I said, the DA is trying to say that I'm fucking nuts. And I'm all like, man, I'm feeling like I need to defend myself and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? What is he talking about? I'm a fucking independent investigator. Like, what the fuck is going on with this shit? You know, and so it's just getting weird, you know? And like, but they're all like criminalizing me. Like, I'm some piece of shit and all this. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't do nothing, you know? Like, fucking leave me alone. Like, let me go back to Vegas and face my charges. Let me get this over with. Let me do this shit. Let me face this. They wouldn't let me, man. They were like trying to tell me, like, no, I needed to wait on like 90 days or 60 days or something like this. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be in jail that long. Are y'all crazy? So then my public defender, on the third visit, on the ninth day or whatever, my public defender finally, she calls Las Vegas. Las Vegas makes it to where you can't pick me up. So all that shit happened on the campus, right? And then I sent out a bunch of tweets, and they, all the tweets were basically like in your face questions, but they were nice, they were very polite, but I was like very, very ballsy in your face. And so whenever I said something, and then also I sent an email to See Alaska Heritage Institute or something like that, Heritage Institution or something like that. And they don't like me either, bro. And so now I'm just trying to figure out, well, what the fuck is downstairs in that See Alaska Heritage Institute place that nobody can go into? That's just kind of weird. And they shoo anybody out of there. Like, I don't know, it's weird. It's just really weird, Sean. And so, then I watched this show called You. And on the show called You, he's got this compartment down there where nobody can hear anybody. Like a glass jail cell, basically. And you can't hear, like, you can scream down there, but everything is soundproof. Like, you cannot hear anything inside the library. And he works on books, and so he's got a private library down there and all this shit, right? So he captures people and puts them in there. So I'm wondering, like, what the fuck do they have slaves in there, motherfucker? Like, what the fuck is going on downstairs? And now my imagination's going crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about, they do fucking, sacrifices and shit. And then out here, they're doing that fucking, it's rumored that Hillary Clinton is doing that fucking child sacrifice, and that it's out here in this town. So I'm going crazy, bro. I'm all like, what the fuck is downstairs? And why are y'all keep chewing me out of here? Like, what is the problem? What is y'all's problem? Like, what's the deal? Because I sent an email to them, and the next day they came and threw me in jail. They were trying to throw me in jail as soon as I sent that email, bro. And so I'm all like, what the fuck? So I'm in jail, I'm in court, and they're telling me that I can't go back on campus, and that they're like, they're trying to stack all this shit that doesn't, like, I didn't do nothing wrong on campus, Sean. I did nothing wrong. Nothing. I hurt nobody. I didn't threaten anybody. I only asked one person a question. Whenever she said she didn't know, she was like implying that she would listen to more information. So I told her, and so she's like, okay, cool, but hey, I gotta go. And I was like, all right, well, that's cool, thanks for talking to me. And it was awesome, you know. And so, like, I didn't bother anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, as far as I know, I didn't threaten anybody or nothing like that. And so I'm getting text messages, or I'm getting another email from the chancellor or whatever, and then I'm getting phone calls from the cop that is at that place. And so, well, I don't want to answer his calls because I'm driving. And so, you know, and so I'm, and you know, because I'm from the lower 48 and you're not supposed to be on your phone, but out here you can be on your phone and drive. Well, I didn't know that, right? And I'm about, but the whole point of the matter is, I'm about to go where you got no service, you know?
Yeah.
So I go out there, but right before I make it out there, I tell them, I'm all like, hey, do you got, like, I did nothing wrong, I threatened nobody. you know, is there, you know, is there, did I do something? Like, it just seems weird that you're calling me out of the blue like this, or do you have Las Vegas shooting information for me? He never texts back, and he just kept calling back, but he wouldn't text back. And so I just kept texting him that. I'm like, you know, like, what's the deal? And he wouldn't text me. Like, I'm like, basically put it in writing, dude. Like, what the fuck is your deal? Like, you keep calling me. Like, just tell me, like, in writing. Like, what's your deal? You know, what do you want to know? I'll tell you. But we're putting this shit in writing. Well, he didn't want to answer. Next thing you know, I go to jail, and I'm in court, and they're trying to stack all that shit on me. And then, plus, they said that I was harassing the city of and borough of Juneau fucking employees and all this shit. I'm like, dude, this shit is all bullshit. This whole fucking thing is made up. You're all fucking crazy. Get me the fuck out of here and let me go to Las Vegas already. They want to come and extradite me, tell them to come and get me. And so she's like, all right, fine. You know, because this reached that point and shit. And so I'm like, all right, fine, finally. So then I go the next morning to start that paperwork and to get it done and over with and do 30 days or whatever. Well, then she says the cop that is taking me into court says to stay in the jail cell and that I got let go. And then so I was like, what? And then he's like, yeah, your case was dismissed. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I thought the whole thing was dismissed. No. Vegas kept their part, but they made it to where you don't have to come and get me to let me deal with it. So that's cool, but I'm still trying to run for president. So that means that I have to go back to Vegas where I've got to deal with this shit somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of scared, though, you know, at the same time, I feel confident because I don't know. It's just, I didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that the possibility of, like, fuck, man, what if I just get stuck with a judge that just doesn't care?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, what if it's another judge that's corrupt, like Ashley's judge?
Yeah, that's true.
That, I'm telling you, dude, that one in criminal court, man. She fucked me over on that shit somehow. That shit was crazy. That judge just came in there and she was mega bitch. She didn't give a fuck, dude. That shit was crazy, Sean.
Oh, man, I bet.
Yeah, she was like, we're gonna get around to you in a second. I'm like, well, all right. Yeah, that shit is crazy though, huh?
Yeah, it is, man.
I'm just glad that it's said and done and just over with. And I'm just ready to see. What I want to do, man, is I'm going to call over there and see if we can do some kind of video chat thing or something, you know?
Yeah.
Do court that way. There's got to be some kind of something like that.
Oh, man. That's
a hard
to ask.
Yeah. I guess I have to call a clerk of court or something. So that's what I'm gonna do this week. I'm gonna work on that. I mean, like, here's where I get stuck on this, Sean, is that I'm trying to hire a lawyer, and he costs basically $4,500. And then the lawyer that I need to hire for custody. You know, to get rights to have custody, $4,500.
Hey, that's too much, man.
What, that's like $1,700?
Something like that.
Wait, $4,48? No, that's $9,000, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I came up with that funny math, but yeah, dude. That's a lot of money, dude. And then plus I owe, I think it's like 11,000 in school debt.
Damn, man.
Yeah, dude. That's why I didn't go to AI with you. Cause I couldn't, like, I was like, man, I can't do all this shit right now. It's like, you know? I should have did it. I should have still tried or whatever, but they wanted me to pay for classes as I went or something.
Number three. Oh, really? That one right there. Hey, man, I'll hit you up in a little bit.
That's what's up, dude. Alright, this is the end of the podcast anyways. We're on the last song, so... That's what's up, dude.
Alright, that's what's up.
Yeah, what are you gonna eat something to eat?
I'm actually just getting drinks for work.
That's what's up, dude. That's what's up. Okay. Alright, brother.
Alright, brother.
Thanks for being on the podcast, man.
No problem.
Have a good night, dude.
Alright,
have fun studying Japanese.
I will.
Later, brother.
Later, brother.
So you heard it, folks.